First of all, I would like to know, when you got that phone call back 1998, what did you think when they called you and told you that you're going to be the prize winner?
Well, I was obviously very moved when I received the phone call telling me that I was receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. I was very moved and very, very honoured. There's no way I expected that, but what it showed to me was, given the international respect that there is for the Nobel Peace Prize and for the Nobel Organization, the very fact that they were giving peace reward to Northern Ireland showed the huge international interest in the situation in Northern Ireland, and indeed the enormous international support for our peace process. Because in my view, the very fact that the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded strengthened our peace process.
That was 1998. You had had the Good Friday Agreement and you had had the referendum.
Yes.
What were the major outcome of these two significant incidents in your history?
Well, the major outcome was that, given the talks that took place, myself and my party proposed that the problem was about three sets of relationships. Relationships within Northern Ireland, relationships within Ireland, and between Britain and Ireland. And therefore, that those three sets of relationships should be on the agenda for any discussions and dialogue to bring about lasting peace and lasting agreement. And that meant the two governments working together, the British and Irish governments, with all the parties in Northern Ireland. It took a long time to get that to happen, but that was a very important part of the peace process, as well as getting violence ended.